Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's do it then.
Scott Mills Daily.
Adam and Ken says that sounded a bit fake, that one today, just like your tan. Cheers. Rich and Aylesbury says 9 out of 10, excellent, IOBF. Your only letdown was the lack of enunciation on the D consonant of Friday.
All right, Rich.
I don't think you ever enunciate the D consonant of Friday, do you?
It's got less, I think, over the years. Nick in Blackburn says, best in a while. Thanks very much. Dean Horsham's got goosebumps, OMG.
I mean, to be fair, enunciation isn't a big part of it.
No, it's not.
Is it, really?
Hope you're right this afternoon. It is early blue Friday. We've got Wonder Years coming up at 5 o'clock. Floor fillers tonight at 6. Sarah Cox's last day on the Joe Wiley Show today. Have you heard a little song that we made for her?
No, I haven't heard it.
Oh,
yet.
You're in for a treat. I brought it in to play with her, play for her earlier.
You brought it in to play with her?
Play for her, right. Earlier. And lots of people want it as a download. I'll have that for you soon. Radio 1 Podcasts. There's a brilliant picture of Sarah Cox on my pages of Radio 1 Online at the moment.
It's such a hilarious photo of her.
We've managed to get a picture of her eating.
It's like she looks like she's been caught eating a cheese cracker that she shouldn't have been caught eating.
Today was Sarah's last day in for Joe, and we have put together this little kind of present for her. You'll like this, chappers. You can download it now from Radio 1 Online if you want this. Loads of people on What's Occurring have been very much enjoying Sarah Cox talking about food, her obsession. You can get this for free if you go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Porridge, tummy, cheese, falafel, beef, pie, dip, stickers, egg, Spilton tea, coffee, chips, piccalilli, beef, fat, ham, bananas, chicken, tuna, coffee, custard, coffee, a large parsnip, halloumi, coffee, tea, wheat, bagels, beans, grapes, tries, sushi, peppers, rice, chili, pepper, veggies.
I think she was quite touched when we gave her this earlier.
This is brilliant.
Double pork, frothy coffee, hot drink, prawns.
What's double pork?
Make me hungry, all this. No cutlet, sweet corn relish.
Have you ever heard anyone say double pork before in your life?
Holy Sarah.
Pick a lily, ham and some fat. I was going to say, do you think she goes to the all-you-can-eat carvery and just demands double pork?
Are you hungry? Have you had your lunch? Mushy peas. Skinny cappuccino. Jam sandwich. Double pork. Mushy peas. Skinny cappuccino. Jam sandwich. Double pork. Mushy peas. Skinny cappuccino. Jam sandwich. Double pork. Mushy peas. Skinny cappuccino. Some ribs on the side. Chocolate. Prawn. Shrimp. Prawn. Chicken. Chicken and gravy. Burgers. Gravy. Chicken. Frog. Cheese dip. Cream. Tea. Coffee, chocolate, juices, cake,
prawn,
tuna,
stir fry,
fried curry.
Shall I pay all of it? It is Friday.
Mm.
Shall I? We continue. Yeah.
Cake, meat, sausage, chop, bacon, salmon, rouge, lettuce, salmon, sugar, cheese, pork, cookie, parsley, cheese, donut, fruit, cheese, coffee, ham, piccalilli.
I'm waiting for the lightly dusted dabs.
Yeah.
Make me hungry, all this. No cutlet, sweet corn relish. Piccalilli, ham and some fat. No cutlet, sweet corn relish. Pick a lily, ham and some fat. No cutlet, sweet corn relish. Pick a lily, ham and some fat. No cutlet, sweet corn relish. Are you hungry? Have you had your lunch? Mushy peas. Skinny cappuccino. Jam sandwich. Double pork. Mushy peas. Skinny cappuccino. Jam sandwich. Double pork. Mushy peas. Skinny cappuccino. Jam sandwich.
Double pork.
Mushy peas. Skinny cappuccino. Some ribs on the side. Culinary disappointment.
All goes a bit dreamy now.
Two for ones on food.
Hands in the air.
whipping up some culinary delights.
It's like the inside of her head, isn't it?
Pete Tong isn't on early, no, Ian.
Are you hungry? Have you had your lunch? Mushy peas. Jam sandwich, double pork. Mushy peas. Jam sandwich, double pork. Mushy peas. Jam sandwich, double pork. Mushy peas. Some ribs on the side. They only wanted a banana.
Bless her. I love her.
That is just brilliant. How good is that?
You can get the Sarah Cox food song now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1 on my pages.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
OMG, so many people want the Sarah Cox food song in their lives. It's there now. Go online on my pages, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It is good.
It's brilliant. It does make you hungry, though.
It does. Madcon and Beggin. So I was in a hotel last night, right?
Were you?
Yeah.
Who were you with?
I met up with the Hoff for a little bit.
Right. You haven't seen him
in
ages.
Can you two not leave each other alone? What is wrong with the two of you?
Do you have a lot of catching up to do? What was it, 2 hours since you last seen him? 1 hour.
He just fancied some dinner, so I said, yeah, okay, cool.
He's got no other friends.
No, no.
The
who,
Hop,
me?
Not
what,
you.
Which one of them?
Plenty of friends, Becky.
So he asked you round for
friends
some...
that I see on a Thursday night, unlike you.
Well, the Hoff is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
So he asked you round for some tea, did he?
Yeah, so
did
he did
take,
that.
Do you take some of your cling film food round?
No.
No, right.
That went off ages ago.
Yeah. And so I'm sat there with some other people that were with us, okay? Because the Hoff goes to bed. And then...
Hang on, so the Hoff invites you round for tea, but then he goes to bed and leaves you with his people?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But I was... sat there last night, right? Just minding my own business, having a chat. The Hoff's gone by this point, okay?
Pretending to be on your phone.
Yeah. And then a man that I've never seen before in my life comes over to me and gives me this note and just goes, Scott, puts the note on the table and leaves.
You've never seen this man before in your life?
Never seen him before in my life. Read that out.
My wife would like you to join us, room 40... Is that a 1 or a 7?
I don't know.
That could have got you in all sorts of trouble.
What's that about?
I need to join us in 401.
Why do they want me to join them? I didn't go.
Why
I don't
not?
I don't know.
Maybe. Why didn't you go?
Hmm?
Maybe they were just fans of yours and wanted you to DJ for them.
What if they were...
in their room?
Yeah.
What if they were having a party? Like they put out a lovely spread?
I don't know. I just didn't... I was a bit scared, so I didn't go. Do you think I should have gone?
Well, yeah. I think you've been a bit rude.
Because now
not...
you'll never know.
Not going to say hello.
I've never seen him before in my life.
I like the way it looks.
Really?
A little
never.
Bit like a ransom note. Because it's written in like really strongly.
It is like.
Like the pencil's pressed really hard into the paper in big.
It's
big
written
capital
in
letters.
It's written in capitals, which is quite scary.
It's like an order, isn't it?
But now.
Do you know his wife?
I don't know his wife, no. Now that I. Now that I didn't go, I'm thinking, oh, I wish I'd gone now.
Well,
because I don't, you know,
have you tried
curiosity, what would have happened?
I don't know, do you think they're still there?
Call the hotel.
Maybe
and
I'll go tonight.
There you go.
Okay, let's do that now, actually. See what they wanted.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
So I was just saying, I was in this hotel last night and a man who I've never seen before in my life comes over to me and gives me a note. And I've got it here. And the note says, my wife would like you to join us in room 401. And now, I've just tried to ring the hotel, no answer.
Do you think they could have been having a Skins party?
Hmm?
Do you think they could have been having a Skins party?
Well, I was on Skins last night. Do you think...
Exactly, and they actually just wanted
to watch
a star
it with
of
me.
Skins to watch the show with them.
I don't know, but I might go back tonight, just to see what they want.
You've not got any other plans?
Really, no. A lot of people are asking if they had pampas grass outside the door of their
they
room.
They don't do that inside hotels, do they?
I don't think so, do they?
It's an outdoor plant, isn't it?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people on, obviously didn't hear the show last week and are worried because we keep going on about pampas grass and everyone's saying, what's wrong with it? We've got loads outside our front door. Do I need to run out and burn it? That's from David. No, you just do what you want. He's obviously there
to have a little chat with the missus.
Obviously there for a reason.
Now I'm the king of the swingers.
One day is coming up at 5 o'clock.
I love the Jungle Book.
I do. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.